Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Every year, many thousands of people across the UK of all ages, not just older people, as research shows many of us think, develop a blood clot in a vein. Yet studies show very few of us have little understanding about the causes and the potentially devastating impact of thrombosis. Robin Offord is from the charity Thrombosis UK.
Thrombosis is a blood clot, and blood clots typically form in the deep veins of the legs. There are many reasons why that can occur, but what we're particularly worried about is when those clots grow and then potentially fracture and break away, they can travel away in the bloodstream to more dangerous areas, and the one that I guess concerns us the most is when those clots lodge in the lungs.
Robin, a collective name for deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism is venous thromboembolism, also termed VTE. It's a serious, potentially fatal medical condition. What puts us at greater risk of developing it?
There are three main reasons why people get blood clots. It might be because you have stickier than normal blood, or it might be because you've inherited a particular predisposition of increased background risk to clotting. It may be due to the flow of blood and the fact that the flow is slowed down. When people go into hospital, they tend to be immobile for periods of time, and that's one of the reasons why they're higher risk. But you might also be immobile if you're going on, say, a long car journey or a long distance flight.
I was interested to learn that the risk of developing a blood clot in hospital is 1,000 times greater than, say, being inactive on a long-haul flight. And without preventive measures in place, there could be as many as 25,000 deaths a year from hospital-acquired blood clots alone.
If we don't take active methods to try and prevent blood clots, and there are quite a few options available for that, it's very common. So some studies have shown it to be over 50% for people undergoing orthopaedic surgery. But we've made quite a bit of progress in recent years to try and improve awareness around the management of clots like this, and in fact, the prevention of them as well. And that's led to quite a big change in policy within the NHS. So now patients are routinely screened when they come into hospital to try and identify any risk factors that might predispose them to a clot. If they are found to be at high risk, they would routinely receive or should routinely receive some kind of measure to prevent or lower that risk of blood clots occurring. However, we are aware that in a number of cases, patients don't get that correct therapy. And of course, it can have pretty catastrophic consequences.
Across West Yorkshire and Manchester, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.